Welcome everybody, I'm Jackson.
And I'm Andra.
We're here with episode 4 out of our 10-part series on Should I Quit My Job? This one is literally about why or is my workplace making me sick? And if it is, what should I be doing about it?
Mentally sick, physically sick, which we'll get into in this episode.
So the last one was talking about self-doubt, and this one is tuning right into, like, I guess listening to, am I about to burn out? Is this okay how I'm feeling? Am I going too hard? Am I being, verbally abused by a manager or a colleague or whatnot? Now, from recent experience, Andra, you know, you've spent years of the last decade in your own business, in wellness, kinesiology, actually helping people to live a fulfilling and inspiring life. I know that, you know, you used to make videos about it. You used to have clients all over the world. And even still, knowing all that you do, you've had a rapid spiral downward a couple of months ago. So we'll get into that story. But more importantly, I just want you guys to know that you can speak up. You are not alone. And basically, if it gets to this point, it's already gone way too far already. So something desperately needs to be done about this. If you see a friend in this state or a colleague in this state, really, you need to be helping them pull the plug as well.
Because
it's your actual social responsibility. Now,
agreed.
One of the reasons I've never actually got to this point, I've been close a few times. I've experienced a sort of 1 month burnout, and it was probably right before... It was in a cold winter. It was 4 years ago. It was one of my first years in sales. I had big targets on my head, but I think it was this like yearn to be the best. And it wasn't like I had a big ego, but it was all about like, I don't want to be second or third. And some of the best advice that I ever got was from my dad, who actually burnt out massively in the 90s, managing, I think 100 plus people in the insurance boom. And basically he got pneumonia and then some kind of virus and then this bronchitis and then bronchiectasis, which is basically what it ends up right in the depth of your lungs, where you just get so, so sick that he was in bed for 18 months, like nearly lost his life, couldn't eat, had no energy, like couldn't have a beer with his mates for a long time, couldn't play with us or have a kick of the footy or anything. So he let it get too far, and that's in a time where there was no internet or things that you could read up about this sort of stuff. It was even still, people feel very alone in this environment. I urge you, like, please talk up, please seek advice of somebody else who's burnt out, because hearing that story and seeing and witnessing that story from my own dad has allowed me to not get that close to the edge in my career.
Yeah.
It's really pulled me back a couple of times where I've been close.
Yeah, I think keeping your finger on the pulse is key. And that's kind of how it was for me, because I had, done a lot of work in this space and I was aware of the signs. But we were a high performing team not long ago, maybe 3-4 months ago now. Mm-hmm. We were inspired. We were waking up every day, like we spoke about on this podcast many times, like jumping out of bed, doing our best work. We were working late. We were working hard, but it was awesome and it was fun.
Pretty amazing times.
And then there was a few key changes that happened in our workplace that pretty much kind of removed me from our immediate team. And it was a very rapid decline. And that's what I want to get across to everyone is, you know, you imagine that to get to this bad state of feeling like depressed and really, really alone and you know, having a hard time waking up out of bed and feeling sluggish and just being in the dark place, people think that it takes a very long time to get there, but it absolutely wasn't that way for me. It was a matter of literally weeks, and every single day on day, it was just a little bit worse and a little bit worse and a little bit worse.
I think now it can happen quicker and quicker as well, because we're constantly wired to the internet, right? So we have to like own that. It's honestly like the amount of notifications that you could get in one day working in a tech company or working in a busy environment is ridiculous. Like not to mention your social media channels
going off,
your Instagram, your Facebook, all of that. It's a huge thing. Just to jump in there is one of the big things for me from probably having that finger on the pulse and stopping burnout what got close 2 years ago was I was managing a sales team in my own startup. We had pretty pretty rapid scale. We just launched a second city in beauty software, and I was getting hundreds upon hundreds of notifications a day from Slack, from email, from WhatsApp, from my own Facebook, from my own Instagram, from the company Instagram, from the company Facebook. Like, it, that's not to mention clients texting me, calls going off. On top of that, I then needed to hit my own targets and manage my own team. Like, this was just all baseline stuff, like hundreds of notifications. Two big things that I did beyond actually quitting my job, because I was actually extremely fulfilled. It was my own startup. But two things that I did to, I guess, reduce that full cup that I had, or that overwhelm, was I deleted my social media apps. Doesn't mean I don't use social media. I haven't gone, like, you know, fully off the grid or anything like that. If I'm on social media, I use it on my computer. I'm not sitting there numb scrolling through Facebook and Instagram for ages, wasting my precious time. I don't get any notifications that. I've removed my email from my phone. The amount of times that you make errors even in an email to someone important because you're doing it on your phone thinking it's urgent, it's not. They'll wait. If you wait, you know, they'll wait 2 days, they'll wait 3 days. Like, if you position yourself as important and busy, the more they want to work with you anyway. If it's a staff member or a colleague or a manager and it's really damn important, they will call you. They can always call you. Never forget that how advanced the digital world goes is people can still pick up the phone and call you if they really, really need to.
And right? Well, I want to add to that, because in some organizations, as we spoke about in previous episodes, managers do expect their team to be available 24/7, especially in the digital age. And I do want to point out that is toxic.
Yeah.
Like, no one, you shouldn't be available 24/7 for your friends, for your partner, for anybody.
No.
You are entitled to your own personal time. So if your manager is asking you to be available at all hours and sending you notifications and through three different mediums, that's problematic.
Well, I actually, the next level that I went to is airplane mode. The thing that I believe saves my life in the digital age is flicking my phone to airplane mode. Not silent, not turning off notifications. You are constantly wired to that phone if it isn't turned on airplane mode. It's unbelievable what happens to you when you turn it off. Your whole body, like, calms down. It's like you've actually pulled the plug out that you're wired to the internet. So as soon as you pull that plug out, I now have a 12-hour rule. It's from 9 till 9, no phone.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I'm not working. I've still got my laptop, and even still, like, you know, that's already 12 hours a day is 4 hours more than I ever need to if I'm paid by a company, right? But if I'm growing a business or whatnot, you know, we all know that you need to hustle or put in the extra yards if you're trying to do something bigger or greater, but it should never be at your own health or your own fitness. Like, basically, you know, the takeaway lunches, the Uber Eats dinners. They didn't pay us for that, but one day they will. That little plug there. But basically, it's never worth fully burning out, because the money and the time that you will lose in the time that you're burnt out. And like my dad now, he still doesn't have his lungs still have scarring on him. Every winter he gets sick. And all because of he burnt out once.
It's not worth it. So what it was like for me after that month of it being, you know, not the best month, obviously it was pretty crap, and seeing that rapid decline in my own mental health and making that decision that I needed to quit without a plan, and I had to put my mental health and my well-being ahead of anything, money, security, etc. I made the decision to quit, and within 5 days, it was like I took that magic pill, and everybody says that there's no such thing as a magic pill, and I started going around and saying, no, but there is. The magic pill is saying no to all the shit that you don't want to do in your life. Because within 5 days, I had my energy back. I was waking up earlier. I felt lighter. Like, literally, you have said this to me. Matt, our other colleague, has said this to me. Like, you are literally glowing. You are radiating.
I was baffled. It was like 10 promotions, $100,000 extra wage. Couldn't have made anyone happier. It was literally the fact that I am in control. I have a choice in this matter. I do not have to go to work if I don't want to. And you know what? I'm fine with that because I've worked hard over the last 12 years, 15 years, and I will get something else that aligns better with my values. So seeing that power and confidence with someone who'd had 5 days to actually just recoup and go off the grid and really spend some time looking after herself was insanely powerful stuff. And, you know, it actually had a ripple effect on me. And after 5 or 6 days, I'm like, I'm jumping ship, throw me the life raft, get me out of here. And, you know, I don't have the, I probably don't have the luxury of having much money saved doing my own startup. You go into debt, you work really hard. Things don't always go as it's planned. 98% of startups fail in within 3 years, and we become the statistic basically 1 week before the 3 years was up. Our company didn't fully make it through. It sort of ticks along in the background, which is nice. Maybe it'll be something one day. But for me, I was sort of making these decisions like, should I, you know, I'm not happy here. You know, I'm starting to do mindfulness activities just to sort of get back to normal. It wasn't really freeing up any creative space in my mind. I was starting to do fitness and trying to eat healthy and do all these extra things, go for a massage because my back was tight. But here it is costing me money to earn money. It seems ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
So it was all wretch and no vomit. But basically, I was like, well, if I'm trading dollars for hours, then in an environment that doesn't fulfill me, then how could I possibly create a side hustle or something like that where I can generate something extra? If that's my dream, all I'm doing right now is wasting time and wasting money. So even making that decision to jump, if you're feeling sick or feeling unwell or not so happy, even without that financial freedom, it really puts a target on your head like, I have to get something in the next month or so. And the big thing for me was like thinking back in my life, like we've all done it harder mm-hmm. at some point, mm-hmm. right? Like I've lived in Paris without a visa.
Hold on, we're going to get to that in the next episode. You're giving it away.
Oh,
teaser.
I want to tell it now.
Teaser.
I mean, at the end of the day though, I've lived in far worse conditions where I've actually had, you know, very little money, sacrificed a meal, all that sort of stuff. And at the end of the day, I knew that I could go through, not even, like I could go through that again if I had to, but I know with that confidence, I won't even have to. Like it'll just, something will come good to me when you put it out there that I want this, you're gonna pull it in.
Yeah, yeah. And I definitely felt that way as well after we left, you know, having a couple days to calibrate. I think we both got really excited and we said, I feel like something awesome is going to happen. And the podcast is one of those things. And being able to sit here and have these conversations, there's no way we'd be sitting... It's 11:11. There's no way we'd be sitting here at 11:11 on a Sunday recording this if we had still been in that mindset.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... That's it for me. Do you have anything else to wrap up on that point, Andrea? But
final thing I want to say is it's just the depression and that bad state of mental health, it comes from doing work that's not aligned with your values and not doing things that come naturally to you that make you excited. So if you feel that way, guys, just please take care of yourself. It is foolish not to, and it's not worth your life. Like there is no amount of money and there's absolutely nothing that could be put on your platter that is worth your mental health and your physical health.
And if you believe that this doesn't affect you, but you've chimed in for this long, please look out for anyone who this could be affecting. There's always somebody. Like giving a helping hand to somebody, asking someone if they're okay, can literally change the course of not only their life, but their family's lives and all of that. So you never know how tough people are doing it, and you never know how wired they are to a company or to their work, believing that they have to do it. They absolutely don't. And you can be the person that changes their life.
Yeah. So that's it, guys.
Cool.
Take care.
Have a good one. See you on the next episode.